The governor's budget for 2011-2013 includes $250 million in cuts to the UW system. UW-Eau Claire Chancellor Brian Levin-Stankiewicz says his campus's share of the cuts could be as high as $5 million. To make up for that, he says the university may have to look at leaving vacant positions open or layoffs in a worst-case scenario. But Levin-Stankiewicz says he's not concerned that the budget also includes a provision that would split the UW's flagship institution from the rest of the system.
Our excellence, our distinctiveness, in my view, doesn't depend on Madison being in or out of the system. What is a factor for me is that we need far more flexibility than we have to be able to take reductions and put the money where we most need it as a campus.
But at another forum at UW-Madison, Raymond Cross, chancellor for UW Colleges and Extension, took issue with Walker's plan to single the Madison campus out.
If it's good for Madison, why isn't it good for us? Why do they deserve flexibility and we don't? And that's our primary emphasis. Flexibility for all, not flexibility for one.
UW-Eau Claire's Levin-Stankiewicz said they've dealt with fewer state dollars for the last 10 years, including a $2 million cut in 2009. He says they can survive a new round. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.